A guy walks into a bar. Comedians tell their jokes on the air. In today's show, we're talking to two of Britain's top comedians who've come in to tell us their favourite jokes. Thanks for coming in, guys. So, let's start with you, Scott. What's the best joke you've heard recently?
Well, it's a really obvious one, but I like it.
Okay, let's hear it then.
Right, well, there's this guy called Fred, and Fred's 37 years old and still single. And one day a friend asks him, "Fred, why aren't you married? Can't you find anyone?" And Fred thinks for a moment, then says, "Actually, I've been out with lots of women, but whenever I bring them home to meet my parents, my mum doesn't like them." So his friend thinks for a moment and says, "I've got the perfect solution. All you need to do is find a girl who's just like your mum." A few months later, they meet again and his friend says, "Did you find the perfect girl? Did your mum like her?" And Fred answers, "Yes, I found the perfect girl. She was just like my mum. And you were right, my mum liked her very much." The friend said, "Then what's the problem?" "Well, my dad doesn't like her."
Very good, I like it. How about you, Tina? You seem to like telling jokes in your stand-up shows. You must have lots up your sleeve.
Okay, here's one that my son told me.
We're all ears.
Well, one day this woman goes to the cinema, as she always does. Anyway, she sits in her usual seat in the front row. Next to her, there's an old man with a dog. She thinks it's very strange. Anyway, the film's great, sad and funny at the same time, you know the type. But for some reason, she finds she's paying more attention to the dog than the film. She notices that during the sad bits of the film, the dog cries its eyes out, and in the funny parts, the dog laughs its head off. It's extraordinary. So the film ends and the credits come up. She turns to the man and says, "That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Your dog really seemed to enjoy the film." The man turns to her and says, "Yeah, it is, but he hated the book."
That's great. Right, well, I've got a joke for you. So there's this guy on the train. He's travelling to London and all of a sudden...